their marshmallows and they eat them. But then people start putting more logs on the fire and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And it gets hotter and hotter and hotter. And by the end, the people who are in charge, the stewards wearing these jackets, have to say, "Stand back, everyone. Stand back. Don't get too close or you might get burned." That's one of my favorite evenings of the year. I wonder if you've ever been too close to a fire. Just have a think for a moment and felt the heat. Watching a bonfire is amazing. The fire is incredibly beautiful, but it's also incredibly dangerous. I'm going to read part of our passage again. Please turn back to page 1233. Turn back to that page, find it in your Bibles. And parents, you might need to help little ones follow along. Now, as I read this again, I want you to listen out for something, or rather someone, who looks and sounds amazing, but might also be incredibly dangerous. Okay, you got that? As we read it, listen out for someone who sounds amazing, but also dangerous. Now, just to let you know, this passage was written by a guy called John. Now, John was on an island. And the reason he was on an island was because he was running away from some people trying to kill him. Now, that must have been very scary. They were trying to kill him because he was telling people about Jesus. And this is what he sees. So from verse 12, "I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me. And when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet and with a golden sash around his chest. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow. And his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace. And his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp, double-edged sword. His face was like the sun in all its brilliance." Now, keep that passage open. You're going to have to look at it again. And now John saw a man, didn't he? He saw someone like a son of man, a man, someone with great power. And his appearance tells us a lot about him. So I'm going to give you some clues now from the passage, and you need to shout out what we heard read. Parents, again, help the little ones. Here's the first clue. Now, what did John see about the man? Here's the first clue. Shout out, or put your hands up. Yes, Todd. Lampstands. He was standing among some lampstands. Now, the lampstands stand for the churches, and that means that this man is with the churches. Now, what else was said about him? I might need a volunteer in a minute to put this on. Richard Fryer, I know this fits you, so maybe you can come up and help me. Can you put this on? What else was said about this man's appearance as Richard puts this one on? What else? Hands up from the passage. What is this? It's a robe, yes. He was standing among the lampstands and he was wearing a long robe. Now that shows that he's a king. What else was said about this man? Another volunteer perhaps, someone smaller. Josiah, thank you. Come up, come up. What else was said about this man? You can put this on your head. What else was said about this man? Hands up. Hands up. Someone else apart from Todd? Let's see, what else was said about this man? Adults, maybe you can help little ones. Patricia. He had white hair. Now that shows that like Josiah, he's incredibly wise. What else was said about this man? Here we go. Now this is a good one. What else was said about this man? Hands up. Michelle. He had eyes with blazing fire. Now, someone careful can hold this candle. Oh, yes. Okay, Todd. All right. All right, you can hold this. He had eyes like blazing fire. Now, you know, that means that he sees everything. He sees everything. Nothing gets past him. Just like, can you stand just a little bit this way? That's it. Now, what else was said about this man's appearance? We've got something on the screen. Have we? There we go. What else was said about this man? Feet like bronze. Now that shows that he's incredibly powerful. If you've got bronze feet, imagine how you could crush an ant. Just like, boom! You can crush an ant because your feet are incredibly powerful. And this man is incredibly powerful. Now what else was said about this man? Here we go. What else was said about this man? Anyone?
Loud voice.
He had a loud voice. Where do you see that? It says he has a voice like flooding water. Now, how many people have ever seen a waterfall before? Anyone seen a waterfall? I've been to Niagara Falls. And when you get to Niagara Falls, when you get close up, you cannot even hear the people next to you. It's so loud. And this man had a loud voice. Here we go. I'll put this one up here. A couple more things. What else was said about this man? Yes. He held stars in his hands. Now, these stars stand for the angels of the churches. So, in effect, this man holds the churches in his hands, in his fist, like you might hold something precious in your hand. This man holds the seven stars, the churches, in his hands. They belong to him. They're safe with him. What else was said about this man? A couple more. How about this one? Who wants to hold this one? Who wants to hold this one? Yes, come on then, come up. Oh, we've got a couple actually. Yes, you can hold it, James. Here we go. You can do the next one, sorry. Come and hold that one. What else was said about this man? James, hold it right up, nice and high. That's it. What else was said about this man? Kai, you're looking like you know. No, you don't. No, that's fine. What else was said about this man with the sword? Sword coming out of his mouth. Now, that's something else, isn't it? That means that what he says is dangerous. We better listen to him. His words are sharp and mighty. Last one. What else was said about this man? Last one. His face was like the sun. Now, I hope you haven't ever tried to look at the sun directly because you'll damage your eyes. This man, it's so bright that it's even hard to see him in all his brilliance. This is some man. Thank you all very much. You can go and sit down. You can blow that out. Yeah. You can go and sit down. Thank you very much. Thank you, Josiah. This is some man. And do you know what? Do you know who this man is? Well, the Bible says that this man is Jesus. When we read and hear about these things, we're getting a glimpse of what Jesus is really like. He's more powerful than anyone else in the world. Now, last question. How do you think John felt when he saw this? How do you think he felt when he saw this Jesus? Anyone, adults or children? Steve? Terrified. Too right. He was terrified. Of course he was. He was more scared than he's ever been in his life. Even more scared than running away from those men trying to kill him. Jesus is dangerous. And so John doesn't know what to do. He can't escape. And he falls on the ground before Jesus and he lays there because he doesn't know what else to do. Imagine what he must have been thinking. Imagine what was going through his head at the time. He didn't know whether he would survive. He must have wondered if he was going to stand up again. But then comes the big surprise. And if you've lost it, wake up now, because here's the big surprise. Listen to what Jesus does as I read it. Can I have someone to play John? Who would like to play John? Yes, come up and play John. You've been waiting patiently. Thank you. You put up your hand so much. Come up. Stand here. Thank you. Okay, now imagine how John must have felt. And when John saw this man, verse 17, it says, I fell at his feet as though dead. Can you do that? Can you fall down on the floor as though dead? There we go. Very good. Yeah. But then, stay there. You're, stay there. Lie on the ground. But then, Jesus put his right hand on me, John said, and said, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead. And behold, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades. Jesus is dangerous, but Jesus also protects and cares for his people. Thank you, John. You may go and sit down. Now, what did all that show us? Well, it showed us that Jesus looked after John. He didn't kill him. In fact, he reminded John that he defeated death forever. It shows us that Jesus looks after his church. He holds the church in his hands. He keeps them safe and protected, like you and me might hold something precious to us in our hands. Even if other people are mean and nasty to us, Jesus holds us in his hands. Jesus will never let his people, the church, go. And finally, it shows us that Jesus looks after you and he looks after me if we're following him. If we listen to Jesus and follow him, like John, he promises to be with us forever, even through death, which can seem very scary. Jesus is dangerous, but we don't need to stand back from him like we stand back from a fire. He says, don't be afraid, come near, and he'll look after us and be with us forever. I'm going to lead us in a prayer now, so please bow your heads with me as we pray. Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you for Jesus, who is alive and is mighty and powerful. But we also praise and thank you that he looks after his people. Thank you that we've got nothing to fear if we belong to him. Thank you especially that we don't need to be afraid of death. Help us to remember that every day, even when people are mean about us as God's people. In Jesus' name, amen.